30 seconds time. She said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. Started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flat above the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some facts and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. And still you never get it right. It's when you're
some fool, pretend you're Yeah, man, the Screaming Trees, dude. The
Screaming Trees.
Dude, isn't that album cover awesome?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking really cool. It's
dude,
like
I should...
painting and some fucking weird shit. I can't even describe it.
It's pretty psychedelic. I should know that artist's name because I have one of his slip mats on my record player. But unfortunately, I cannot remember. Maybe you could look on that and read it, but I know it's small print, and you're not going to find it by the time I turn the record on.
Don't do that to me.
So, awesome band, Screaming Trees. So we've been playing a lot of fun stuff going through. We played a little bit of Smiths, you know, Johnny Marr.
Yeah, dude.
The Big Mouth Strikes again, fun stuff. And The Sound and Shannon and the Clams, local band, off their new album. A song called The Moon is in the Wrong Place, which is fun. Got into a little Jack White and the White Stripes. And then I played a little bit off of a Cramps cover album, a song called Aloha from Hell by the 69 Eyes. We played Ba 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 by 77.
We changed the needles.
Yeah, I actually put my own needles on these. That's why the sound is all of a sudden better. I don't know what happened to the radio station ones. I think they're going to have to get some new ones.
Needles took a big shit.
But now you're using my club needles that I go live with everywhere. So, you know, they sound good. Let's get back into some more music since we passed the 8 o'clock hour. It sounds like something's going on over the makeout room or out on the streets. Get pretty loud out there. But we're going to play some music in here for you. So let's come back in. This is kind of we're going to slow it down for a sec, and then I'll build it back up. But this is a band that kind of happened by accident, at least I think they did, you know, up in Seattle. Well, bands were kind of hanging out waiting for their members to show up. This ended up being a collaboration between, like, Pearl Jam guys, Soundgarden guys, and the singer of Alice in Chains.
Huh.
And they made an album out of it called Mad Season. And this is the first song called Wake Up. And I think it's a really rad song about addiction and overcoming it. And it has a really cool build-up and just a ripping guitar solo.
Sweet.
So let's get into this. Thank you for listening and supporting Skeevy Sideshow.
At RadioValencia.fm.
This sounds like crap. So let's restart this song. Dude. Keep them busy for a sec, and I'm going to fix this real quick.
Just shut the fucker off.
I'm going to do it.
You, the honest guy. All right. What you got? Yep. Blow it, Darcy. Darcy's just busy right now giving a blowjob.
All right, let's try that again.
Sure.
Sound better?
I don't hear anything.
It's coming. We'll talk to the beginning.
Yeah, I love the silence, dude. You can hear the band next door.
Yeah, dude. I don't know how well this is going to work. It sounded pretty bad. Let's
see. What's going on? You're just going to run with a different record?
I don't know, man. I've been changing needles all night. So, let's see. Yeah, I'm not liking that. Let me fix this problem.
So,
you keep talking for a second.
Well, you know, it's been a long day. What's going on this weekend? You got any shows or anything?
No.
No shows? Fuck, man. Nothing to say, nothing to do. What am I doing this weekend? I'm going to do some fucking yard work, dude. I got to do some shit in my backyard. It's fucked up. Busted my ass. Oh, yeah, it's Halloween, dude. I mean, come on. You must have something going on. Whatever. Halloween. I don't do shit on Halloween. It's like kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but Halloween and New Year's, I don't really have fun anymore. I don't know. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's no fun. I mean, mean, I guess there would be something fun if I planned it like I gave a shit, but I don't really fucking give a shit. So, you know, that's the way that cookie crumbles.
All right. I want to play that song. Maybe we'll finish it tonight, but I need to tune up one of these, so we're going to play a whole side of an album.
All right.
That's how
I love it.
Or most of it.
Take a tea break.
I think you'll dig this. We're going to go punk rock for a minute because I'm kind of like
cool.
Fired up right now that stuff isn't working, but well, we're still on the air, so let's redeem. Let's redeem. Okay.
Get it all out. Dude.
I'm going to blast it out. Okay.
Just us.
So I picked this up the other day, and it's all the stuff, basically all the splits and all the singles from Necros. So,
oh, yeah. Play that shit.
Dude, let's go.
All right.
All right.
I can't see which one you're playing.
This better work while I fix the other turntable.
All right.
All right, let's go. Where are we at?
Back at us.
Take two.
Thank you for listening to Radio Valencia.fm. Moving onward.
I am a man. and suspended belts and gadgets. We touch our blood and our procedures. We need suspended belts and gadgets. We twice our victim to be. Reach down to them. Our pathetic display. When the bar is too loud in his guest room bathtub, it was a special project for his 4-H club. But it broke loose out in the middle of the night, and now it's eating flower children. Let them ride. All the punks are gonna scream, yippee. Cause it's the thing that only eats hippies. Surfers who were too tough to chew, so it slithered its way out to Old Irvine and ate a couple of hippies, and they tasted just fine. Now it's got a sweet tooth for long hair. So Bob and Greg and Grant, you should beware. We'll be right back.
That was a giant dog from Austin, Texas, with a song called Toy Gun.
The giant dog.
A giant dog.
Oh, I got to a giant dog.
Yeah, I got to see them like right at the end of COVID over at the Knockout, and they were pretty damn good.
No shit.
Kind of have that American Almond the Sniffers, Sniffers, whatever.
It's not as annoying as Almond the Sniffers.
Yeah, so just fixed the turntable. We ended up getting that all repaired so I can go back and forth now, but we did play one whole side, or basically the whole album from the Necros, which is
Conquest
just,
of Death.
Hell yeah, dude, it was so good.
For Death.
Brought me back to skateboarding days.
Yeah, dude. Way back. I haven't heard that whole album all in a row like that forever, dude.
Exactly, man.
That's like two sides of a 45.
It's so good. It makes me want to go home and play my guitar.
Yeah.
Like, really. I mean,
inspiring.
Very inspiring.
Okay. Youth hardcore, dude. You gotta love it. Punk rock.
You know it.
Yeah.
Three chords and a cloud of dust.
That's right.
All right, so let's get back in. I'm gonna do a little reminiscing again here. And this is a really cool band out of England that probably one of my favorites. Definitely up there, The Clash.
Oh, nice.
And this is kind of what pushed them over the edge to this song, I mean, Rock the Casbah. Right.
Clash, worst record deal ever made.
Oh, God.
You know how much they made?
How much?
Seven records? $100,000.
Yeah, dude, nothing.
Seven records, $100,000. That's why their last record's kind of petered out. They're all in contract, dude. They got $100,000 for that. I mean, I'm sure they sold a lot of merch, but they didn't get shit for that.
Dude, I have on my refrigerator at home, I bought this this book one time. It was a book about the Sex Pistols, but I opened it up, and the person had used as a bookmark the it was like a backstage pass from the 1984 American tour of The Clash, so it's pretty rad.
Nice.
So let's play it, and this brings me back to junior high and a lot of fun and, you know, good times, and this goes out to Katie.
Yeah, Katie.
Let's go. Where we at?
Get her done. RadioValencia.fm.
Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah, by honor of the people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight. Take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. And in the darkened underpass I thought, oh God, my chance has come at last. But then a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask.
Yeah.